our Tuesday top 10. The top 10 this morning straight from the home office in Granbury, Texas. All has to do with that implosion that did not completely implode. The Leaning Tower of Dallas.
Leaning Tower.
Yeah, later on today, I'm going to take the whole family over there and we're going to have a picnic by it.
Not to be confused with the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Oh, no.
Actually has some historical value.
Right, right. And this is not included on the Viking cruise, apparently, over in Dallas, which is unfortunate. But we have thought since the they're going to take it down manually either today or tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe, bringing in the wrecking ball.
Maybe that's not the best idea. Maybe we could do some. That has potential. Yeah. So here we go.
I think they should keep it.
The top 10 things we suggest that they can do with the Leaning Tower of Dallas. How about that? Number 10.
Number 10.
Hold the world's first ever life-size game of Jenga. Just one
that would work.
Story at a time.
Just take a piece of concrete out at a time.
And it gets the job done. Eventually, it will fall
it
over.
It will fall.
And then everybody wins.
Number nine.
Just give it a good old thumbs up emoji sign because it just won the hashtag broom challenge. Standing on its own.
Number eight.
I don't know. They'll probably just end up doing something weird, millennial, artsy Dallas thing with
make
it.
Make a mural.
What they do.
Art.
Housing.
Number seven.
Thing they can do with that Leaning Tower of Dallas. Number seven. Leave it. Just leave it.
Right.
So people who maybe haven't had a V8 today can have a place to feel more adjusted about life. Leans right along with it. Remember that commercial, right? Where you didn't have a V8 today and they're all leaning. See, when you have to explain it.
Number six.
Slow on the uptake. Sorry.
Number six.
The
question isn't will it fall, rather, will it float?
Will it float?
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, will it float? Thursday morning, 8 a.m., Hank FM.
Shameless plug.
There we go. Number five thing they can do.
Number 5.
With that Leaning Tower. Hey, we were talking about going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Take a famous Marley vacation day. Take the family out there. Go ahead.
Make a day of it.
And then drink wine the rest of the day.
Absolutely.
Number four.
Wine patio.
You know, like everything else, the city of Dallas somehow will just end up making it a toll road. That's what they do with everything over there.
Charge for everything.
Number three.
You know, they could ask us on this side how to take it down. Because I'm betting you they know zero about cow tipping.
Number two.
You know a thing or two about that.
Number two.
Thank you, studio audience. Number two, you know what they should do? They should call a doctor. Because on the bottle, it says, if you read it clearly, if it's been up for more than 4 hours, then...
Number 1.
And then finally, the number one thing that they could, probably should, we suggest they do with the Leaning Tower of Dallas. You know, if they want it down... Take it down. In fact, call Miley and tell her to put her clothes on and see if she still has that wrecking ball available. There we go. Your top 10 of the morning. It's Hank FM, this song.